The new COVID-19 boosters mark a major turning point in the fight against the pandemic. At least, that's what federal health officials have declared. They say their hope is to make COVID shots more like the annual flu shots. To explain more, we're joined now by NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Elsa.
Hey, so tease out the so-called parallels here between these new COVID boosters and the annual flu shot.
Sure. These new boosters are the first COVID vaccines that have been reformulated to match the strains that are currently infecting most people, the Omicron subvariants BA4 and 5. And that's how the flu shots work. Every fall, people get new flu shots designed to protect them against whatever strains of that virus are likely to be out there. And so the hope is that the new COVID boosters will give most people all the protection they need for at least a year. Here's how Dr. Ashish Jha put it at today's White House briefing.
Barring any new variant curveballs, for a large majority of Americans, we are moving to a point where a single annual COVID shot should provide a high degree of protection against serious illness all year. That's an important milestone.
Now, Jacques cautioned that older people and people with other health problems may need to get boosted more often, but Jacques hopes this could be the last COVID shot most people need for at least another year.
Wait. But these new variant curveballs he mentioned, haven't we been served a lot of those curveballs within the same year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this virus has been evolving much faster and erratically, much more erratically than anyone expected. So officials say they'll monitor the virus closely and can reprogram the vaccines again if necessary. Here's White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You've got to put the wild card of a way out of left field variant coming in. If that happens, all bets are off and we change. But if we continue to have an evolution sort of drifting along the BA5 sublineage, I believe that we'll get into a cadence that on a yearly basis for most people will be able to cover what is out there as the dominant variant.
And that would enable the country to continue returning to something more like normal life.
Okay, that's vaguely reassuring. So give us a bit more detail about the shots themselves. Like, remind us, what is so special about these particular new boosters?
Yeah, so for the first time, they contain genetic coding that stimulates the immune system to fight off the Omicron subvariants. So the hope is that in addition to boosting waning immunity, these new shots may provide longer lasting, broader immunity that would work against similar variants that emerge. But, you know, Elsa, that's unproven at this point, and there's still a lot of debate about just how much of an upgrade these new shots will really be.
So some people still aren't convinced that these new boosters are a game changer?
That's right. Some experts worry that they just haven't been tested enough to know if they're everything they're cracked up to be, and worry they'll lull people into a false sense of security at a time when 400 to 500 people are still dying every day and another surge may be about to hit. Here's Dr. Celine Gounter. She's an infectious disease specialist at Kaiser Family Foundation.
I think the risk here is that we are putting all our eggs in one basket. We're only focusing on boosting with vaccines. I think the issue is people are looking for a silver bullet, and boosters are not a silver bullet to COVID.
But you know, Elsa, federal officials are more confident and are urging everyone age 12 and older to get boosted right away, as long as it's been at least 2 months since their last shot. They could even get boosted at the same time they get their flu shots.
NPR's Rob Stein. Thank you, Rob.